Alan Arthur's quite a powerful image, the image of someone sitting in flames and not moving. And one of the important things that a Chalan Arthur is conveying is the willingness to just sit within the flames, which we sometimes talk about as determination, but you could just as equally describe it as the willingness to not move. What I'd like to talk mainly about this morning is the nature of the flames and coming to know the nature of the flames. The symbolism of a Chalan Arthur is that he or she is a person sitting in meditation and allowing to arise all that that is within us that arises. Specifically the passions, greed, hate, delusion, envy, anxiety, fear, all the things that can arise within us that we realise drive us to do unhelpful things, even though we don't want to, and we don't quite understand why we keep doing these things, which we really know aren't that helpful, but we can't quite see the way out of our current way of doing things, because that's just us. That's how we react, and even though we can see it's not that helpful sometimes, we find ourselves still acting in those ways because we don't quite understand what it is that we within us that's driving us to act in those ways. To sit in meditation is to be willing to be with that sense of confusion about ourselves. The flames of those tendencies within us that arise and cause us suffering. We see often reasonably clearly how when we act upon them they cause harm, and in causing harm that also causes us suffering. If we act out of malice towards other people, if we act spitefully, we feel a bit separated from them, we feel a bit cut off from the rest of the world, the rest of existence. And that's a state of suffering where we're isolating ourselves and not seeing Buddha in all those around us. In meditation, there's the opportunity to be aware of the suffering that is there just in those thoughts being entertained. When those thoughts, feelings, emotions arise and we get involved with them, we can in subtle ways be giving energy to them, either believing them or just joining in the dance that they entice us to join in with, thinking of all the scenarios that could unfold in which we get back at the person who has irritated us or whatever it might be, or that we vanquish the person who is causing fear within us. Whatever the particular ways of thinking that arise, there's the opportunity there to come to know them. And these really are the flames that are being pointed to by the depiction of a Chalan Arthur, and the importance of sitting within them is not just that we don't get up from our sitting place and go off and do something else. It's the sitting with them in meditation is that we just allow them to be there. The not being driven by them is to allow them to be there without adding to them or keeping them going, but also without trying to squash them. And this, of course, is one of the fundamental descriptions of meditation, of neither trying to think nor trying not to think. When difficult thoughts, feelings, emotions, states of mind are there, if we get involved with them, are following where those thoughts seem to be leading us. If we keep putting any energy into it, then we just keep the cycle of suffering going. We don't really understand it fully. We might see a little bit more of it, but we don't fully understand it because we're just allowing ourselves to be pushed along by it. We're not sitting still, we're allowing ourselves to be carried away. In a sense, that's the leaving our sitting place. In a much more subtle way than getting up and not being willing to meditate, but in that much more subtle way, it's leaving the stillness of meditation and joining in the dance of what the passions would entice us to do. Similarly, if when those passions arise, we try and stop them arising, we try and suppress them, we try not to look at them, to ignore them. Again, we're not just sitting still, we're actually trying to interfere, we're trying to do something with them. We're not just allowing them to be as they are. And whilst that might seem in the very, very short term like it helps, that they seem not to arise, actually we still don't come to learn anything more about them. It's only in the short term because they will arise again, and they will arise again because even though we're trying to beat them down and suppress them, actually we're still adding fuel to them because we still get engaged with them, we still believe them, we still join in their way of enticing and drawing us on. So to sit still within the flames of the passions arising is to sit still within the suffering that we feel as those passions arise. The arising of thoughts in itself, we don't have to label as being suffering or not being suffering. But as soon as there's attachment there, attachment causes suffering. And attachment, getting involved with the passions in that way, you could say itself is a state of suffering. The opportunity we have in meditation is to know that state of suffering, just to sit in the midst of it without trying to do anything with it. And this is why meditation is so challenging, is because we want to do something. We want to do something with it to get rid of it. The conundrum is that I don't know what to do to get rid of it. We might aspire to the end of suffering, but I actually don't know how to bring that about. But what I can do is to be willing to sit still. And even though I'm willing to sit still, much of the time I might not actually be sitting still, but the willingness is there. And if the willingness is there, that gives us the opportunity to notice whether we're sitting still, and when we see that we're not, when we see that we're suppressing or we're indulging, just to come back to the just sitting. And this is the Buddha's middle way of letting go of them without suppressing them, and allowing them to arise but without indulging them. Whenever we notice ourselves indulging or suppressing, just to notice that that's going on and refrain from that. And in refraining from that, we come back to just sitting. And this is the sitting place of the present moment that's talked about in the scripture that we recited. The sitting place of this present moment is the opportunity to come to know directly the suffering of this present moment, the suffering of this being as it is at the moment. And it's so tempting to want to then do something about that. But any doing something about it directly is a moving away from just being, just sitting within the flames. The way to the end of suffering is through understanding the suffering. It's not through trying to get rid of it. The way to the end of suffering is to see the cause and effect link that there is, between the things that I do, the ways I see the world, the ways that I speak, the way that I act, the ways even that I think when I get involved with these things, to see the relationship between that and then my state of being, the suffering that I feel as a result of that. And that suffering, when the Buddha talks about dukkha, which we often translate as suffering, in the subtlety of our meditation, there are other words that might be more appropriate to use. Sometimes, yes, it definitely feels like suffering. There are other ways in which it can appear to us. It can perhaps just appear as confusion or as disturbance. But that state of mind of disturbance or confusion that we experience, that is there and then the flames. That's the flames that we have the opportunity to sit within. And just sitting within that confusion, over and over again, there is a way in which it clarifies. And the way that it clarifies is that we begin to see that that confusion isn't just visited upon us from some alien space at random. It's actually to do with how we ourselves act. We begin to notice the relationship between the ways I think about things, the ways I act, and this sense of confusion, this sense of disconnect, this sense of disturbance of mind. As we're able to sit more still, we notice as we go about our daily life the ways in which we get involved with things in ways that aren't helpful, the ways that we cause suffering for others, and in doing that cause suffering for ourselves. As we notice that and work on that and refrain from that a bit more, we come to find that when we sit in meditation, the sense of disturbance isn't quite as it was before. It maybe hasn't gone away, but because we're not adding to it, it's like a cloudy sky. The sun will gradually burn off all the clouds. We begin to come to notice that actually we're creating more clouds all the time. And as we slow down that creating of clouds, the sky clears a little bit. Our state of mind that seems disturbed or seems confused can clear a little. And so the interesting thing about coming to know the flames of suffering is that the very nature of the flames points towards the finding of the ending of suffering. It points towards it because the coming to know the nature of our confused state of mind in this very moment, as we are willing just to sit with that, we over time come to see the links with our behaviour and the things that we do. And so that points us directly to the things that we need to look at that are keeping this state of mind, this state of confusion and suffering going. But we can only do, we only come to see that clearly when we're willing to just be it. Not try and do anything with it, just be it. And this is the great challenge, that we have to be willing to be an angry person, willing to be an anxious person, willing to be a fearful person. That doesn't mean acting on them, it means being willing to allow those states of mind to arise and be there without trying to push them away or squash them, without acting on them and doing things based on them, but just to allow that sense of this confused being to be completely known. So allowing the states of mind to be there is simply allowing us to be us in this moment. And this is what's being pointed to in that scripture of Achalanatha, sitting in this present moment, that the eternal present is the dwelling place of Achalanatha. Always in this moment, we are here with us, the being that is us in this moment, and that's our opportunity to know all the different facets of that being. And if we sit looking for what causes the suffering, then we probably won't find it, because But the whole thing is that we don't actually know what that is. So how do we know what we're looking for?